So in honor of the Kedushas Levi's Yahrzeit, I thought it would be very apropos to be able to learn a very simple and inspiring idea by the Kedushas Levi. The Chibur should be in the Ili Nishmas, the Rebbe of the Kedushas Levi, or HaRav Levi Yitzchak ben Sara Shah Sasha, Zuchus HaGan Aleinu. So with this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bereishis, jam-packed Parsha. We know by the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about all about the trees in Perek Bet, taught the tree of knowledge and the tree of life. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud, V'nar yotze me'eden l'hashkos ha'sagan u'misham yipard v'hayi la'arba roshim. A river issues forth from Eden to water the garden. From there it is divided and becomes four headwaters. Kedushas Levi takes this this pasuk and gives us a very practical message in Avodas Hashem. This is on Kedushas Levi in Perek Bet Pasuk Yud. It says, Ki yaduahu, it said it's known, the Kedushas Levi says, Shetzarech kol ish ha-Yisraeli lehistavek tamid b'midos tovos u'midos yashish la'asos es ruach la'bori baruch hu. A person should constantly be close with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And how does a person be close with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Constantly close with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and being having good deeds and being in the straight path. And when a person's constantly davek to Hashem, and how is a person davek to Hashem? By making sure to have midos tovos and by clinging to Talmidei Chachamim, as Rashi brought down the Chazal in the end of Sefer Dvarim. And how do we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a physical matter, but the Chazal tell us that when you're mistabik to Talmidei Chachamim, then when you're close to Talmidei Chachamim, you're close to the Hashem views it as if you're close with Him. But here the Kedushas Levi says when a person is davek with midos tovos, and that itself brings dvekas and that gives nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this avoda glorifies the Kadosh Baruch himself with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Kedushas Levi gives a very, very incredible idea on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos in Perek Bet Pasuk Aleph. We're just going to read the Mishnah outside, and then we'll see how he darshins in inside. Perek Bet Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ezuhi derech yeshara sheyavor lo ha'adam. What is the proper path that a man should choose for himself? What is the path that a person should choose for himself? Kol shehi teferes lo seha v'teferes lo min adam. Whatever is a credit to himself and earns him the esteem of fellow man. Very simple thing. What should a person do? A person should do a go down the path, a credit that it will be for himself, for his family, and earn him the esteem, the good tidings of people. People will see that he's doing the right thing. Kedushas Levi says an incredible thing. Rabbi Omer Ezu Derech Yeshara Sheyavar Lo Ha'Adam. What is it? Koshu Teref Koshu Tiferes Lo Seh B'Tiferes Lo Min Ha'Adam. Right? Anything that's great to his Maker and great to men as well. Right, so that's the Pashup Shot. Pashup Shot is what is a good thing that a person should do? A good thing that holds himself, that a person should go in the way of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu would be proud of him, and also that men would be proud of him as well. V'zeh she'amr ha-mishnah b'matak l'shona. Koshu tiferet le'oseh, da'haynu kidei she'ispar imo Hashem yisparach shehu oseh kol. What should a person should do? A person should be tiferet le'oseh. You should realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything. Shehu oseh kol. That Kadosh Baruch Hu does everything. However, the Kedushas Levi asks a great, great question. Ava be'emes l'chor kasha, it's a very simple question. Mazel la'Hashem yisparach le'bnei Adam. What is it that men do for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvos. He doesn't need us. The Kedushas Levi says, V'halo yesh lo kama malachim ma'ala asher hei mishalchim la'borei. We know that there are millions and trillions of angels that praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu every single day. So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu need us? Anything that's good for you should be good for his maker and good for man. What does man do? Mina Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvahs. He doesn't need us. He has a million angels. This is what Kedushas Levi says. Elish zeu ikar bechiras ba'mo Yisrael. But it's the exact opposite. This is why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. She'alfa pishehim b'diyu tach tachtona. Even though we're in Olam Hazeh. We're not next to him, and he's in the upper world. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is down here as well, obviously. But we're in the Tachtonim, and you might think that whatever you do in this world doesn't matter. Ava Pikein, Masminim Tomei Lavodosa. He constantly yearns, and he constantly wants our avoda. V'zeh v'sha'amra, Tiferes lo min ha'adam. What does that mean? And it'll be glorified from man. Even though man is the nothing of nothing, and what's one more good word? What's one more tefillah? What's one more learning? What's one more having a family over that we don't usually have on Shabbos? What is it? You're doing an amazing thing for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vada abori baruch misparimo, and certainly Kadosh Baruch Hu is being glorified with you. Zehu b'tiferes lo, and what does it mean? B'tiferes lo min adam. And that he gets great splendor from man. The first law, mina adam, tahainu mina adam megiya lef tanuk. It is alze misparimo. Don't think the first law mina adam means that it's just like a stam thing. That it's just a stam thing that a person's walking in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and every little thing he doesn't do is great. Everything that a person does when he has kavana to go closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that matters. And don't think that if you're not an angel. And we're just a human being, that our things don't matter. No. You want to know how to walk in my way? The great thing, the best thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the best way to praise me is by walking in my ways. And that's Mina Adam, the first, the biggest glorification, the biggest teferes in the entire world, is Mamish Mina Adam, is Mamish right from you. And that's how he explains in the Pasuk, V'hanar yotzi mi'edin l'hashkos, t'haynu mizeh ha'edeh v'hatanuk sh'magil ha'shem yisparach. Nar, haynu hashpa tova l'hashos zagan, haynu alomas ki alomas nikar gan. Basically, he says that our actions down here affect the upper worlds. The actions that we do in this world have tremendous ramifications in the upper world. That you don't know that the one Mishnah that you learn, or that one text message that you send right before you go to sleep to a friend that you weren't so nice to today, or you just want to be the bigger one. Hey, you don't know what that's doing in the world of words. You don't know if that's saving a Jew who's just walking to the kotel tomorrow morning for vasikin. And Chas V'Shalom, an Arab comes out of nowhere. You don't know that every little thing that we do, says the Kedushas Levi, Mamish matters. My Rebbe of Moshe Amir Shlita in Orsa Tshuva brings down two or three incredible mices that just show us that even when a person is not learning or davening, a person could be constantly serving Kedush Baruch Hu. He brings down, he writes in Orsa Tshuva on page 183, he says the reason why Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk's main student of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, who lived in his time, he was Rav Kook's main closest Talmud. Someone once asked him, out of all the great rabbis, all the great Talmud Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael at the time that he lived in, why did he dafka choose Rav Kook to be his main Rebbe? Why did he choose Rav Kook to be his teacher? Rabbi Chalap replied, what was different about Rav Kook is that I never saw him not being great. I never saw him not being great means that when he walked to the supermarket, he walked chashuv. He walked and he said thank you very much, and he said good morning to the person who helped him. When he walked in the street, you could tell you were Mamash in the presence of a gadol, someone who's sensitive and careful and caring for other people. That's what it means to be great. That's the Tiferes Lo Min Adam. That's glorifying Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. The next thing he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein, on page 184, he said that he's once walking on a very hot summer day. He's walking with someone, and he asked the person to come into his office because they had air conditioning. When Rav Moshe opened the door, Rav Moshe saw a student sitting in his chair with his feet up and his kippah, on the top of his head, and he had a studying his sefer. Rav Moshe said to the guy he was with, he closed the door very sensitively. He said, "Excuse me, let's go somewhere else to talk. Let's go somewhere else to talk." Rav Moshe had tremendous sensitivity to care for another person, but he didn't want to interrupt the person. The mamish sitting in the Rosh Hashiva seat. He didn't want to interrupt. He wanted to be so careful. That's what the first law means to Adam. When a person just stop doing little things. And finally, the third and final story that Rav Aimer Shlita said, that when his Rebbe, Rav David Lifshitz, Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, he said that one day he came over to him and he asked him if he ate breakfast. And Rav Aimer said he did it. He said Rav David Lifshitz took him by his arm and walked him across Amsterdam Avenue. And he asked his wife for him to make breakfast for him and for Weinberger when he was a student in the yeshiva. At the end of the day, that's what it means to be tiferes lo min ha'adam. Means every little small action matters. That's what the Kedushas Levi says. Shetzarech kol ish ha'Yisraeli listabik tamed b'minus tovus minus yashus la'asos nachas ruach la'boi baruchu. Person constantly has to have the midos of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how a person clings to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Omer, Ezu derech yeshavar Yesharashi Yavar Lon Adam Kosher Tiferes Lo Sevet Tiferes Lo Min Adam. Whatever is good for his maker is dafka tiferes lo min adam. Don't every little thing that we do is good for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but tiferes lo min adam is dafka lo sel. Well, every little thing we do matters. Every little thing we do does tremendous things in the upper worlds. And that's why the pasuk says v'nahar yotz mi'edin lahashkos hasagan. The nahar, the river going on in this world, lahashkos hasagan, it does tremendous things up in Gan Eden. We do crazy things about every little thing we learn. But every single time we send someone a good Shabbos text message, there's an incredible thing. We should be zocha to be able to, first off, we should make sure to take off all the oros that we took from the month of Tishrei. All the oros that we took from Elul, from Tishrei. And to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, Miyala Bahar Hashem and Miyakam Mekom Kacha. We are all inspired at some point by the month of Tishrei. We are all inspired at some point. But at the end of the day, we should be zochet to take that inspiration and infuse it into our lives. Let the show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're emes to Jews. We want to be emes to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rebbe of Alexander of Weinberger Shlita once quoted at Shal Shudas. Emes. Emes means to be truthful, right? Emes. He says also now, we're benching Rosh Chodesh from Mar Cheshvan. Emes. Emes is Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Tishrei, and Mar Cheshvan. It's very easy to be very truthful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Elul. And even more easy to be able to, and a lot easier to be able to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Elul, in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. What about in Mar Cheshvan? There's not so much going on. Are we learning? Are we committed to our Torah? Are we committed to our Gemilas Hasadim? Are we committed to being holy Jews? We'll be looking at the right things, constantly be aware, to be sensitive to other Jews. That's what it means. Emistic a Jew means that we take everything we worked on in Tishrei, and take us with us now into the month of Tishrei, into the month of Mar Cheshvan. That's what Emes stands for. Elul, Tishrei, and Mar Cheshvan. Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to take this message of the Kedushas Levi. Every small action matters, and that's what Rabbi Chalap said to Rav Kook, that he was great every single second of his entire life. Everything he did, he was so sensitive to every Jew that he met, and when he was in the Beis Midrash, he was so meticulous with every little thing. And that's the whole message of Rav Moshe. Everyone talks about his great Talmid Chachamim, and he knew Shas on his fingers and fingertips. But what made Rav Moshe even greater is that he opened the door. He saw someone sitting in his chair, and he closed the door. And finally, about Rabbi Lipschitz, Rav Dava Lipschitz. And when he saw Rav Weinberger didn't have breakfast, he brought him over to his own apartment and took out of his own time to be able to help make sure that his student had a breakfast. Ezra Shemesh Bizocha, to take every small thing that we do, never look at anything as small, but everything, to look at everything we think is small is great. And that's what Tiferes Lo Min Adam. Tiferes Lo Min Adam shows that Kosh Baruch, everything we do is great. And everything, every person that we come into contact with, We're making a Kiddush Hashem. If we do this, we should be zocha, Be'ez Hashem, to be a tremendous chus for the Kiddush Levi, for Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak ben Sar Shasha, zuchus again aleinu. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to see him very, very soon. Yishalayim Yer Kodesh. Have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.